with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Pesticides are a convenient way to keep diseases, weeds, and insects out of your home and garden, but there are things you need to know about these chemicals so that you can safely use them. Any chemical you buy for your garden or home will have a label. You should read this label thoroughly because the label is the law. All safety information will be included on the label. Every pesticide will have a list of required personal protective equipment, or PPE, to prevent unnecessary exposure to the chemical. At a minimum, this will include long pants and gloves. When trying to determine a chemical's potential toxicity, a good rule of thumb is to look at the signal word on the front of the label. There are three different signal words used: caution, warning, and danger. Pesticides with caution will have minimal health effects if exposed, while danger will have the most, and PPE requirements will increase relative to the chemical's toxicity. First aid information is also included on the label and will tell you how to respond if accidentally exposed. Exposure can occur through the skin, eyes, ingestion, and inhalation, but most accidental exposures occur on the skin through drips or sprays. If you were exposed to a pesticide, complete the first aid steps listed on the label and call the Poison Control Center at 1-800-222-1222. Poison Control Center calls are free, and the centers are run by toxicology experts who can help you determine the next steps you need to take to minimize any potential health effects. The label will contain all of the information about what the chemical controls and where it can be applied. Some insecticides, for example, will target indoor pests like cockroaches or crickets. These insecticides will have different application instructions than a garden insecticide. For herbicides, the plants that the herbicide will kill and the plants that the herbicide can safely be applied to should be included on the label. If the thing you're trying to control, be it a plant, insect, or disease, is not on the label, that does not automatically mean that your chemical will not work. However, it does mean that the chemical company has either not tested the chemical on that particular pest, or that they have tested the chemical on that pest and the chemical was proven ineffective. Instead of using something unproven on the pest you're trying to control, making sure that what you're trying to kill is on the label will reduce the chances of your control strategies being ineffective and you wasting money. Some pesticides are labeled as restricted use due to human health risks or potential environmental damage. This means that it is illegal to apply these pesticides without an applicator license. The Kansas Department of Agriculture offers two types of licenses: commercial applicator licenses for people who use the pesticide as part of a business, and private applicator licenses for people who are applying restricted use pesticides to their own land. People who want to apply for a private applicator license can take an open book test through their local extension office. If you're interested in taking the test, get in touch with one of our district offices and we can get you more information. The study materials for the test can be found in publication MF531, the Private Pesticide Applicator Manual. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.